Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You know, I forget every week that I should mention that this show is airing in different parts of the state on Friday nights on some scoreboards around the state. This particular segment, this first segment, airs on different scoreboards around the state, and I always forget to do it, but today I'm going to remember. So for those of you that are watching this segment on whatever scoreboard, wherever you are, you can listen to the full show at thesouthernsportsedition.com, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, thesouthernsportsedition.com. For those of you that are watching this first segment on a scoreboard somewhere, wherever you are, getting ready for your game tonight.
Yes, and it should be Comedy Central with Jason Bishop, because in the third or fourth segment, we do college football picks, and his picks absolutely, positively suck.
Speaking of that, Kip Branch is back. Last week he was on a cruise. I sent him on a cruise because he was picking, speaking of those college football games, he was picking those games at such a poor rate. I said, look, man, you need to get away, rethink things, recharge your batteries, get back here, and do better. So we'll see if he gets down to that.
Says the guy who picked Kentucky to beat Georgia just a few weeks ago.
High school football.
Yes.
All around the state. Islands goes to Benedictine, needing the win, hoping to pull a monumental. No. Benedictine gets that game.
Wasted. That's breath you can never get back that you just wasted.
Valdosta goes to Colquitt in a de facto region championship game. Valdosta, a couple of big wins, late field goal to beat Camden last week. Colquitt has looked unstoppable. Can the Wildcats go to the hog pen and knock off Colquitt?
No.
Okay, well, we'll see. Lowndes at Richmond Hill. A lot of implications with this game as far as the 3 and the 4 seed and maybe who doesn't even get into the playoffs. So the scenario is, if Lowndes wins, Richmond Hill is out. Richmond Hill needs to beat Lowndes and then have Lowndes beat Camden next week for Richmond Hill to get in. So the Wildcats of Richmond Hill need some help.
They need a lot of help. They can. They played some competitive football games, lost to Camden by 2, lost to Valdosta by 10 at home. They've been competitive. They need to punch one in. They need to get Lowndes to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Houston County coming off of a realization at the hands of Thomas County Central that they ain't quite there. They'll go to Tifton to play Tift. They'll probably get the ship right there.
Yeah, things seem to get right at Tift here lately.
Lee County goes to visit Thomas County Central, and we're going to get a glimpse. That was a barn burner last year. Expect the same this year. That is a de facto region championship game.
That could be a de facto state championship game.
Good point. Northside at Veterans. Northside needs it. They're talking about having to get this game to get in as a 4 seed. That's how good that region is.
That region is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Evans goes to Brunswick. So Evans is now fighting for their lives to get in as a 4 seed. They need the game against Brunswick. Brunswick is clinched to get into the playoffs some way or form. If Brunswick gets this game tonight against Evans, they will guarantee themselves no worse than a 3 seed.
Evans played well against Glenn Academy last week, from what I understand, and led at halftime in that football game. So they're a decent football team.
Lakeside Evans heads up to Springfield to visit Effingham. And, of course, Effingham wanting to win this game, keep themselves in the driver's seat as far as region championship game goes. If Brunswick gets their game and Effingham gets theirs, next week sets up a de facto region share of a title championship game.
That's the way it's shaped up the last two or three years in that contest, Brunswick and Effingham.
Grovetown heads to South Effingham. South Effingham, if they win out, they're the four seed in that region.
Really?
Yeah, South Effingham wins out, they're the four. Bradwell coming off of the beatdown upset of the Statesboro Blue Devils. Bradwell goes to Jenkins. Greenbrier visits Coffee. And the Statesboro Blue Devils, boy, the hits just keep on coming. 51-0 at home to Coffee. Then they lose to Bradwell the next week, and here they go on the road, the defending state champion, Ware County Gators in the swamp.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Statesboro, but that used to be a place or a team you did not want to play, especially at Womack Field. I don't know what's happening with them. I read a stat where they haven't had a winning football season since 2013.
That's unheard of.
I read that somewhere. I hope that's correct.
I hope it's not, because Statesboro is a proud program. The state high school football is better if Statesboro is good.
I mean, I didn't mean it as I hope it's correct, but I read an article that said that, so I hope the facts were correct in the article.
Jones at Warner Robins, Burke at New Hampstead.
Could be a tough one.
I'm going to tell you now, they got to go there, and New Hampstead has come close of beating Wayne. New Hampstead's come close in the Benedictine game. Don't write off New Hampstead in this football game.
No, especially in Pooler. They're tough at home.
Southeast Bullitt goes to JC Stadium to play Wayne County. Wayne needs this game to remain a three. Southeast Bullitt, their slim playoff chances rest on them winning this game.
This could be a good game also.
Okay. Liberty at Beach. Calvary Day at Long County. Groves at Savannah Christian.
Oh, my goodness.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
Savannah Country Day at Johnson of Savannah.
Ooh, ugly.
Fitzgerald at Cook. Appling at Tatnall. Vidalia at Pierce. Windsor Forest at Toombs. Those three teams, Appling, Pierce, and Toombs, all in the same region. They're, you know, Toombs is one. I think Pierce is three and Appling is two. I think that's the way that goes. You might see Toombs County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment.
They got upset last week or the week before, right? Didn't they lose to somebody a couple of
Pierce
weeks ago?
Got them.
We need our producer to look up the tiebreaker scenarios in that region between Appling, Pierce, and Toombs.
Swainsboro goes to Bleckley. East Lawrence at Dublin. Savannah at Bryan County. You might see Bryan County in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. Coming out of nowhere.
Really?
Yeah. Screven at Claxton. Atkinson at Lanier. Ooh. Charlton goes to Clinch.
Tough year for the Indians. Down in Folkestone.
Speaking of a tough year, ECI at Jenkins County. Jenkins County's been marching toward a region championship undefeated. Portal goes down to the ship in Darien to play MCA. Let me tell you something. If Portal knocks off MCA tonight, next week sets up a de facto region championship game between Jenkins County and the Portal Panthers. Who'd have thunk 5 years ago that Portal might be playing in a region championship game?
That's
not Kip Branch.
I wouldn't have thought it, but I know Jenkins County's good. Portal, I've been seeing their scores. Apparently they're having a generational type season.
they have been building that program incrementally. And I'm here to tell you, 5 years ago when they made this hire, I told you, hey, look, they're bad now, but I'm telling you, in 5 years, they're going to be decent.
You kiss the death of them against Jenkins County. Why do you do that kind of
and
stuff?
And here they are 5 years later.
I told you.
The point
you.
I'm making is the person that you need to listen to on this show is not named Kip Branch.
Man, let me tell you something. I'm not going to say that on the air.
I see things coming before they come.
Apparently, you need to go get your eyes checked because obviously you're seeing spots.
Frederica goes to Pinewood in a region matchup that Frederica really needs
it big time.
Mm-hmm. Valwood at Deerfield Windsor and St. Andrews at Bullock. You might see Bullock in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Of course, it's late in the season. You love those Bullock County teams.
Remember, thesouthernsportsedition.com. thesouthernsportsedition.com. Listen to the rest of our show.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. As the season winds down, the playoff picture comes into focus. Wayne hosts Southeast Bullock, trying to lock down the 3 seed of the region, while Southeast Bullock needs a win to have any real chance of making the playoffs. Portal heads down to the Ship in Darien, looking to lock up at least a 2 seed. Brunswick heads up to Evans, looking for a win, which would guarantee the Pirates no worse than a 3 seed. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to keep up with all your favorite local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Every fall, Wild Adventures Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger, tastes even sweeter, and glows even brighter. Introducing the all-new Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an immersive path illuminated by the glow of brilliantly carved pumpkins, featuring famous Georgia places and faces. September 22nd through October 29th. For your best value, enjoy the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Buy yours today at wildadventures.com.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now it's time for this comedy segment. It's turned into a parody segment now, where Jason Bishop unveils his personal, you know, influenced by his internal biases, his high school football top 10 power rankings.
There's a formula that actually goes into this.
No, and there's no formula.
Yes, there is.
There's no formula.
Yes, there is a formula.
Let's have it.
All right. So we'll recap from last week, since Kip was out cruising trying to get his mind right. So we'll recap from last week. So last week, from 10 to 1, at 10 we had Pierce, 9 we had Bullock, 8 Bryan County, 7 Tombs, 6 Clinch, 5 Telfair, 4 Calvary Day, 3 Coffee, 2 Swainsboro, and the number one team last week was the Benedict 10 Cadets.
Okay.
All right. So there is nobody this week that fell out of the top 10 rankings. Everybody remained.
Okay.
But the order may have changed.
No bye weeks.
At number 10, dropping one spot, coming off of a bye.
Of course. There we have it.
The Bryan County Redskins fall from number 9 to number 10.
Bryan County, I know you're not used to this because you haven't been in the rankings a lot, but when you have a bye week, that is considered a loss.
It is not considered a loss.
Well, you dropped in the rankings. That is a loss.
No.
That's just like a loss.
They're still in the rankings. It's the formula that calculates all this stuff.
Because it's a loss.
At number 9, moving up one spot with a 44-0 woodshedding of Windsor Forest, Pierce County goes from 10 to 9.
Pierce jumps up a spot at your expense, Bryan County, because you had a bye.
That's not true. At number 8, falling one spot, coming off of a bye.
Of course.
The Toombs County Bulldogs fall from 7-8.
You dropped Toombs, you had a bye. That's like a loss.
It's not a loss. Okay. At number 7, also falling one spot with a 42-7 win over Atkinson, the Clinch County Panthers fall from 6-7.
42-7 win and you drop in the rankings. That's beat somebody by 35 points and you drop in the rankings. What are you supposed to do? Just try to run up the score on somebody?
The formula's tough, man.
Man, the formula. Yeah. Bye week is considered a loss. 35-7 wins, not impressive enough. So, man, I need to go back on a cruise.
You might. At number 6, also falling one spot with a 33-29 win over Wheeler, the Telfair Trojans at number 6, falling from number 5.
I mean, Clinch falls one spot, wins 35-7. Telfair wins 33-29. They drop one spot. Why couldn't they drop below Clinch?
Just what the formula calculated out.
Add a formula.
Moving up 4 spots from 9-5 with a 35-21 win over Frederica, the Bullock Academy Gators jump 4 spots from 9-5.
Like clockwork. It's getting towards November. I got to prop up a Bullock County team.
That's true.
That's what I do in the Jason Bishop poll. There must be a young woman up in Bullock County that I'm looking to take out to dinner.
No, there's not.
Yes, there's something.
At number 4, falling 2 spots coming off of a bye, the Swainsboro Tigers fall from 2-4.
You dropped 2 spots, Swainsboro. He must have got dumped. In Swainsboro, if they drop 2 spots, I mean, that's like 2 losses. So Swainsboro,
it's not 2 losses.
Toombs and Bryan County, you dropped in the Jason Bishop individual. I picked this when I wake up on show morning.
No.
Rankings because, no. You know, Swainsboro, somebody dumped me. Toombs no. County, you haven't been around a lot and don't understand the bye principle. And same with Bryan County. Go ahead. Number 3.
At number 3, moving up one spot with a 49-0 thrashing of Savannah Country Day. Number 3, the Calvary Day Cavaliers. They are for real.
They're pretty good.
They move up from 4-3.
Okay.
Also moving up one spot from 3-2 with a 34-0 win over Jenkins, the Coffee County Trojans move from 3-2.
Big matchup coming up with Ware County. Coming up soon.
Next week, I believe, is when that game is. That would be for a region championship, more than likely. And the number 1 team this week, I think for the 3rd consecutive week, with a 38-21 huge win over the Wayne County Yellow Jackets, the Benedictine Cadets check in at number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
BC, you're number 1 again. Bryan County, Toombs County, Swainsboro, I apologize. The formula shafted you because of a bye week. At Bullock Academy, you must have photos of Jason Bishop in compromising positions that jump from 9-5 over teams like Clinch and Telfair. I think Telfair is undefeated, aren't they?
Telfair, yes, undefeated, 7-0.
Yeah. So, yeah, something's going on there.
All right, so let's recap. At number 10, Bryan County. Number 9, Pierce County. Number 8, Toombs County. 7, Clinch County. 6, Telfair. 5, Bullock. 4, Swainsboro. 3, Calvary Day. 2, Coffee. And the number 1 team this week, again, in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Benedictine Cadets.
Coffee and BC at 1-2 would be a heck of a matchup.
Ooh, I would love to see that game.
Yep.
A few years ago, they were in the same region.
That would be a heck of a matchup.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Wild Adventures.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Yeah, that was a brutal region. That was Benedictine, Ware, and Coffee all in the same group.
Ouch.
while you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers. The very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Open-nail folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on into Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy.
It's the point in the show where, you know, to be honest with you, we missed it last week because Kip wasn't here. Again, I sent him on a cruise to recharge his batteries because his college football picking had gotten so dreadful. I said, hey, man, you got to get out of here. Go get better at this.
If you sent me on a cruise, I have not got the Venmo for you to reimburse me. So you didn't send me anywhere.
Check your email.
Okay.
Yeah. There might be an expense report.
Yeah. All right.
And there may not be.
Yeah. It's the latter.
This is Kip's Butthurt segment.
Welcome to the Butthurt segment after a week off in the Caribbean. So I'm back and number five on the Butthurt list this week, the Tennessee Volunteers. You want to know why?
I already know, but inform me.
I wrote this new song. It's called Operator, Please Connect Me to 1998. That's an old Randy Travis song, but I just put a new year in. But Tennessee.
That's not an Elton John song?
25 years, no SEC titles. Alabama put you out the pasture last weekend, and now you find a annual spot on this butthurt list.
Can we Google and see if that's actually an Elton John song, please?
I don't care what you Google. Another season with no titles in Knoxville. 25 years and counting now, Big Orange, Prison Orange Country. Nothing. No titles. You didn't even win. You won one SEC title with Peyton Manning. That ought to tell your fan base something. So, Tennessee, number five on the butt hurt list. Titleless.
It's not an Elton John song. It's actually a Randy Travis song. Yeah. Kip, did you know that?
Yeah, I knew that. That's what I said earlier. But Tennessee, number five. Number four on the butt hurt list, the defending world champion Houston Astros. How on God's green earth do you get an American League Championship Series and take it to Game 7 and don't win a damn home game? Can somebody explain that to me? Jason, can you explain that to me? The Astros didn't win a home game in the ALCS.
All I say is
No home game. No, not a home team didn't win a game in that series, to be honest with you. But the Astros, 0-4 at home with a chance to defend your World Series title. Dusty Baker, maybe it's time to start thinking about retiring, my
man. That's what he says. And actually, I think you should have Major League Baseball on this list as well. I hope you do later. If you don't, that's fine. You've got in the World Series a 6 seed and a 5 seed.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you have.
No Dodgers, no Braves. Yankees didn't get in. Red Sox didn't get in.
Well, they didn't even make the playoffs.
That's my point. No Astros. The Orioles,
Astros,
out.
All you had to do is win a home game. That's on you. That gets you on the butt hurt list. Number three on the butt hurt list this week, UCF. Your UCF.
Why? Knights,
they're 0-4 in the Big 12.
Oh, man.
I've heard you pom-pomming for the last however many years about UCF this, UCF that. They're 0-4 in the Big 12.
You're just picking on them.
0-4. A big donut for wins for UCF in the Big 12. A big donut for wins for Cincinnati in the Big 12. I mean, Houston's got one win. They had a Hail Mary to get a win against West Virginia. So the three American Association of Flag Football Conference combined 1-11 in their first season playing big boy football.
I will say that it's been a little bit of a down year for UCF. I don't think that the national media expected UCF to come in and not dominate the Big 12, and that's kind of what happened.
0-4. In the Big 12.
I think most people expected UCF to win the Big 12.
Don't let West Virginia come to that little palace, that little bounce pad you call yourself, down in Orlando that seats 28,000.
Well, it's about 40.
Yeah, whatever. Student section SEC is more seats. But UCF, don't lose at home to West Virginia. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Man, I tell you what, I've been down there. That place is nuts.
Yeah, it's 0-4 in the Big 12.
It's still nuts.
Apparently, it doesn't bother a whole lot of folks. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, the USC Trojans. Yeah. Lincoln Riley / USC Trojans. All offense, no defense. Think about this for a second.
All right.
You leave in the middle of the night. You bail out on Oklahoma to go to the West Coast and take all that money, and you get out there and you built what you ran from Oklahoma. All offense, no defense. Can't stop a dripping water faucet, USC on defense. Can't stop. I mean, if there was a leak in the sink, USC couldn't stop it.
Caleb Williams has looked very mortal the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, whatever.
His Heisman chances out the door.
I don't see no fingernails painted on him anymore, do you?
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. So
That whole Pac-12, they're going to cannibalize themselves and remove themselves from a college football playoff.
Well, I mean, USC, two losses, they're out of it.
Yeah, for sure.
They're done. Lincoln Riley, congratulations. You've created what you ran from at Oklahoma. Number one on the butt hurt list this week, the Philadelphia Phillies. You want to know why?
I'd love to know why.
You lose game 6 and game 7 at home. Yeah. Schwarber, Turner, Harper, Castellanos, 1-28 combined in game 6 and 7.
Guys that bombed Atlanta.
Yes. Did you hear that right? 1-28.
And probably the biggest home field advantage in all of sports.
The Phillies choke. Philadelphia, They get to the big games, but do they win them a whole lot?
Oh, you went there with the Phillies, huh?
I went there with the Phillies. I mean, I went there with the Eagles last year in the Super Bowl. I mean, the 76ers, they pull an annual choke job in the NBA playoffs. I should have just put Philadelphia on the butt hurt list. The Flyers suck. I mean, the Phillies, all that big talk.
You should
about
have
home field advantage.
You should have the networks on the butthurt list too, because they roll the executives for Major League Baseball, who for the networks that got Major League Baseball, they're sitting there rolling in their chairs right now, thinking, how much money can we actually make on an Arizona Texas World Series?
The 84 and 78 Arizona Diamondbacks are in the World Series. Got the wild card the last weekend of the season.
Five seed versus a six seed.
Wild card, another wild card World Series.
Another one. And Manfred's going to sit there and say, I don't see a problem.
Well, I
do.
This is a great thing.
It was horrible. Horrible.
I mean, I'm starting to see your point about the good teams that have great regular seasons have to sit out a week and wait on the 15-game back Phillies and all them to win a wild card series.
Yes.
And then give them additional days off to reset their pitching staff before they have to play you.
So there's no advantage.
There's no advantage having a great regular season anymore.
No advantage.
That makes me want to go back to the traditional.
Me too.
I mean, no, oh my gosh. You're the one that was in here talking about expanded playoffs and all that. Now you want to go back to traditional.
I want to see two division winners in an ALCS, NLCS, and then the winners of that series goes to the World Series, and that's it.
Well, there you go.
Because you'd have gotten Braves Dodgers.
You advocated against that. Oh, we like Major League Baseball. You get more teams involved. The Phillies, you're on the butthurt list. The Astros, you're on the butthurt list. Tennessee, UCF, you've seen to be a mainstay, and USC. There's your butthurt list, Major League Baseball.
5 and 6 seed in the World Series.
5 and 6 seed in the World Series. All your best teams sitting at the house.
Yeah, for sure.
There you have it.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. and you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Back to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And now joining us from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, Dr. Bo Sasser. And of course, Dr. Sasser, I'm sure that you have been asked this question a million times over the last couple of weeks. Let's talk Brock Bowers.
So we'll consider this a million plus one.
I knew it. Okay, so let's start. We've got the high ankle sprain with Brock. And so this is a little confusing to me. You know what? I'm going to hold that question. I'm going to ask a different one. I'm going to come back to that one. Let's explain the tightrope surgery that Brock Bowers is having done to someone like me that doesn't live in the medical world.
Sure. And we've all heard about ankle sprains. You roll your ankle, one of the ligaments on the outside of the ankle might get a little lax, you have a little therapy, maybe a boot, and they get better. A high ankle sprain is kind of a different beast. And what happens is down close to your ankle where your two bones meet, and they kind of create that joint next to your ankle, there is a ligament between those two bones, and it runs all the way from your ankle basically up close to the knee where those two bones kind of connect to each other. And you can get a tear down by your ankle, and that those two bones can split open, kind of like a zipper opens up.
Okay.
And so what you have to do is we need, and that can cause some instability and some issues with the ankle joint itself. And normally, if it's just a tear and there's no widening at the ankle joint, meaning it's not unstable, you can treat that in a boot, time, therapy, those kind of things, and it takes, 4 to 6, sometimes 6 to 8 weeks. If you get an MRI or even an x-ray can show it where it looks like there's a widening between those two bones, you need something to put it back together, to tighten that ligament back up and hold those bones in the proper position. And therein lies the tightrope procedure. And what the tightrope procedure is a very strong suture construct. And you drill a hole from one side, sort of the outside of the ankle, to the inside of the ankle, and pull a very strong suture stitch across it and tie it down on either sides of the bone. There's a little button on either side, but it's really strong. This isn't just some kind of little nylon or silk suture. I mean, this can trail your boat. And it holds that ligament in place and acts as the ligament while it heals.
It's like duct tape.
It's like internal duct tape.
Okay.
And while that internal duct tape holds the bones together, then the ligament heals and you're good to go.
So here's my question. My non-medical expertise in my brain seems to think typically when you've got a high ankle sprain, you're out, 4 to 6, 4 to 8 weeks with the ankle sprain, just doing rehab. With this surgery, I'm hearing 4 to 6 weeks with the surgery.
So if the timetable is similar, why are we doing the surgery?
Right.
Or, well, or am I wrong?
Sure. And again, first off, there has to be an indication to do the surgery. So again, all these higher level athletes, and of course, if we have a bad ankle sprain in a high school kid, we get an MRI. All of these college guys, all of these NFL players, they get MRIs. When I was with the Chiefs, we would get MRIs on some players right after the game. And so if you have that surgical indication, meaning that the ligament is torn and the ankle joint is widened, that's why you surgically need to do the procedure.
Okay.
Now, also, the benefit is, yes, it's probably not going to get the player back playing any faster, but like I said, that suture, or as you say, duct tape, is extremely strong, and so they can start rehabbing his ankle more aggressively. Get the range of motion, get the swelling down, the range of motion down, get him on a bike, get him on a non-weight-bearing or type treadmill, work him in the pool, all those things that they have available. That way, when he is back to play in 4 to 6 weeks, he's basically at 100%. And if you treat this non-op, the 4 to 6 weeks could be the ankle feels better, there's less swelling, but he's still not 100%.
I see. Joining us, Dr. Bo Sasser from Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. Okay, so this procedure that we're talking about, I'm going to start calling it the duct tape procedure. So the duct tape procedure that we're talking about, really, like the tightrope procedure, this isn't exclusive to Brock Bowers. Like, this isn't some experimental surgery that they're hoping works. This is kind of a proven thing that even some of the players on the Georgia Bulldogs have had done.
Yes, there's been quite a few. I think there's a couple of Georgia Bulldog players that have already had a tightrope procedure. I think one or two even this year. And there's even probably quite a few high school football players that have had that this year. This is a procedure that I do, that it's pretty standardized in the sports medicine world for those indications. And it has helped with treatment. It used to be the old treatment would be a small plate and screws that would go across and kind of compress the area down that way. Problem is, you were 6 weeks non-weight bearing. Yes, you could get your range of motion back, but in 6 weeks, then you would have to take the screw out, and then you'd have to stay off of it because now you have a screw hole that has to fill in. So it's definitely accelerated the rehab by that extent.
Dr. Sasser, once again, not hard to do. You made Jason Bishop smarter.
Thanks.
Appreciate your time.
Yes.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Wild Adventures.
Great Pumpkin Luminites and the Pumpkin Spice Festival begins Friday and continues Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays through October 29th. New Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery features 150 carved pumpkins featuring famous Georgia places, faces, and more. New Pumpkinville Railway, fun-filled journey featuring pumpkin-headed residents of Pumpkinville. Nice. The return of the Pumpkin Spice Festival featuring Pumpkin Spice Maple Pulled Pork, Pumpkin Spice Maple Bacon Funnel Cake, Pumpkin Spice Funnel Cake Fries, Pumpkin Spice Churros and Marshmallow Fluff, Pumpkin Spice Soft Serve Ice Cream, ooh, Pumpkin Spice Fresh Rolled Pretzel, and cream cheese icing, pumpkin spice colossal shake, and pumpkin spice churros, pumpkin spice cotton candy, pumpkin spice iced coffee, autumn apple palmer baba drink, towering pumpkin sculptures. Killing me with this read. Jack and Luma's Playland, Jack and Luma's Glow Maze, Jack and Luma's Pumpkin Challenge Course, Jack and Luma's Pumpkin Foam Party, Jason the Juggler, Sterlini Magic, Glow Bros, Trick or Treating. There you have it.
That might be the worst read in the history of all the reads.
Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Opinel folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
All right, so we're going to do this just a little bit, a segment late, right? But we're still doing it. And this is the college football pick'em. This is the reason Kip had to go on a cruise. Now he's back.
Okay.
All right. You got Oklahoma and Kansas. Number 6, Oklahoma at Kansas. I'll take the Sooners.
I'll take the Sooners, but this could be a tough ball game for the Sooners.
Number 4, Florida State at Wake Forest. No problem for the Noles.
Could be another tough football game, but I'll take the Noles.
Okay. Indiana at number 10, Penn State. Penn State rebounds.
Penn State is who we thought they were. They can't beat Ohio State or Michigan, but they can beat everybody else in the Big 12. Problem is, they're in the same division as Michigan and Ohio State.
Mm. Number 1, Georgia versus Florida in the world's largest outdoor cocktail party down in Jacksonville. Brock Bowers a no-go for the Georgia Bulldogs. I don't know how Georgia's going to score. They don't have any weapons. At the end of the day, I guess who's got the best quarterback? Because I think this game's a 50-50 toss-up game. I'll take Georgia by a field goal.
I'll take Georgia. It'll be a tough game, though. It always is. For the most part.
Number 20, Duke at number 18, Louisville. Give me the Dukies on the road.
I'll take Louisville at home.
All right. 8, Oregon at 13, Utah. I said this earlier in the show, the Pac-12 is just going to cannibalize itself. Oregon goes on the road and beats Utah.
I think they do, too.
BYU at number 7, Texas. I'll take the Longhorns.
Quinn Ewers is out of the game. He's injured. He's not going to start. Texas is starting a backup quarterback. I'm putting Texas on upset alert. I think they pull it out, but I'm putting them on upset alert.
Pitt at number 14, Notre Dame. I'll take the Irish at home.
Yes.
Number 24 USC at Cal.
Is USC still ranked?
Two straight losses.
How are they still ranked?
Well, they're ranked in the top 10, so two straight losses doesn't quite boot them out of the top 25. Wow. They'll stay in the top 25. They'll beat Cal.
I'll take USC as well. They don't play any defense, but they'll win this one.
22, Tulane at Rice. What's the former quarterback that's played for Georgia that's now there?
JT Daniels. Having a good year.
He'll be starting for Rice. I'll take Rice in this game.
I'll take Tulane to win. They're a pretty good football team.
21, Tennessee at Kentucky. Give me the Vols. They'll go to Lexington and get things right.
I'm going to pick Kentucky in this football game. They got to regroup. They're at home, and they're trying to salvage their season. The Cats will be dangerous. I'm going with Kentucky.
Okay. Number 5, Washington at Stanford.
I'll take Washington. Washington might be the best team in the country.
I don't know about that. I'll take Washington, though, in the game. Number 19, Air Force at Colorado State.
I'll take Air Force.
Man, that's a tough one. Yeah, I'll take Air Force, too. Ohio State at Wisconsin.
Okay, Ohio State, I'm putting you on upset alert. You're going to find a way to win, but you're not going to just roll into Madison and blow somebody out.
Ohio State goes to Camp Randall and struggles. Wisconsin will have a chance to win this game at some point late, and Wisconsin does Wisconsin and doesn't find a way to beat an Ohio State. Ohio State slips by the Badgers.
Yep, that's what happens.
Colorado at 23, UCLA. You know what? Give me the Buffs. Buffs go to L.A. and beat UCLA.
Give me UCLA. Colorado plays no defense.
Well, UCLA isn't tearing up the stat sheet either. Vanderbilt at Ole Miss. Give me Ole Miss at home.
I'll take Ole Miss as well.
Your North Carolina Tar Heels, Kip. At Georgia Tech.
My North Carolina Tar Heels.
I am deeming you a North Carolina Tar Heel fan.
Well, you have deemed wrong.
give me North Carolina.
Yeah, they should beat Tech.
Old Dominion at 25, James Madison. I'll take James Madison.
James Madison's undefeated last time I looked.
They are. 11, Oregon State at Arizona. Oregon State might be the best team in the Pac-12. I'll take Oregon State.
Arizona's been playing tough, though. But, I'll take Oregon State.
In the SEC, South Carolina at Texas A&M. Give me the Aggies.
Is Shane Beamer on the hot seat yet?
Yeah.
He needs to be. I'll take the Aggies.
Mississippi State goes to the Plains to play Auburn. Man.
Auburn's 0-4 in the SEC. Mississippi State beat Arkansas 7-3 last week. I'll take Auburn at home.
Mississippi State beat Arkansas 7-3. And then immediately after the game, Arkansas fired their offensive coordinator.
I'll take Auburn at home. They can't keep losing.
I'll take Auburn at home, but man, if this is a game where you're looking for teams to score, change the channel.
Auburn and Mississippi State, I think it was 08, in that window, played a 3-2 ball game. Remember that?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great fact, Kip. In the ACC, the dumpster fire known as the Clemson Tigers go to NC State. I guess give me Clemson.
Give me Clemson. Dabo, better start rethinking the transfer portal, my man.
Better start rethinking a lot of things.
Yeah.
Virginia at Miami. I'll take the Hurricanes at home.
Yeah, I'll take the Canes.
In the Big 12, West Virginia at UCF. UCF gets their first Big 12 win against the Mountaineers.
Better be careful, UCF, because if you lose to West Virginia at home, you're going to definitely be on the butthurt list again next week.
In the Sun Belt, big-time rivalry game. Georgia State at Georgia Southern in Statesboro. Give me the Eagles at home.
I'll take the Eagles, too.
In the SoCon, Mercer at Western Carolina. Give me Western Carolina.
I'll take Mercer. Mercer is not too bad.
And the new independent Kennesaw State Owls are at home against Lincoln, California. Give me those Fighting Owls.
Yeah, whatever. I'll take I'll trust you on that one.
Give me a score for Georgia, Florida, Kip.
Dogs 27, Florida 24.
I'll take. Oh, okay. Georgia 56-3.
Okay.
Go
this
Dogs.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. As the season winds down, the playoff picture comes into focus. Wayne hosts Southeast Bullock, trying to lock down the 3 seed of the region, while Southeast Bullock needs a win to have any real chance of making the playoffs. Portal heads down to the Ship in Darien, looking to lock up at least a 2 seed. Brunswick heads up to Evans, looking for a win, which would guarantee the Pirates no worse than a 3 seed. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to keep up with all your favorite local and regional sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
Every fall, Wild Adventures Great Pumpkin Luminites and Pumpkin Spice Festival grows even bigger, tastes even sweeter, and glows even brighter. Introducing the all-new Luminite Legends Pumpkin Gallery, an immersive path illuminated by the glow of brilliantly carved pumpkins, featuring famous Georgia places and faces. September 22nd through October 29th. For your best value, enjoy the rest of this year and all of next with a 2024 season pass. Buy yours today at wildadventures.com.